Times.
BBC News with Victoria Meakin. The deposed president of Honduras, Manuel Zelaya, has made a brief crossing back into the country from neighbouring Nicaragua for the first time since his removal from office in June. Mr. Zelaya crossed a few metres into Honduran territory. Stephen Gibbs reports from the border crossing.
Surrounded by hundreds of supporters and dozens of TV crews, the president lifted the chain dividing Honduras and Nicaragua. He crossed into Honduran territory. The Honduran army retreated 25 metres, apparently considering what to do next. The Honduran government has since repeated its intention to arrest the exiled president. Quite how it will manage that, given this volatile situation, remains unclear.
The US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has described Mr. Zelaya's action as reckless. She asked all parties to avoid any provocative action that could lead to violence. The president of Iran, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, has bowed to pressure from hardliners and cancelled the appointment of his chosen vice president, Esfandiar Rahim Mashai. He made his decision after receiving a direct order from the Iranian supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. John Lyon reports.
President Ahmadinejad was under pressure ever since he promoted Mr. Mashai to be first vice president just over a week ago. Mr. Mashai was criticised for suggesting that Iranians were friends with the Israeli people, even though he shared the same bitter language against the State of Israel used by all officials in the Islamic Republic. The criticism finally became irresistible when a letter from the supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, was broadcast on state TV, calling on Mr. Ahmadinejad to sack his controversial vice president.
President Obama says he regrets contributing to what he described as the frenzy over the arrest of an African-American professor by a white police officer in Massachusetts. The arrest and the president's criticism of the police set off a heated debate on race, which Mr. Obama said showed the sensitivity of black people to such incidents. Mr. Obama's latest intervention came after he spoke by telephone to the arresting officer, whom he described as a good man.
Because this has been ratcheting up, and I obviously helped to contribute ratcheting it up, I want to make clear that in my choice of words, I think I unfortunately gave an impression that I was maligning the Cambridge Police Department or Sergeant Crawley specifically. And I could have calibrated those words differently.
Italian archaeologists have discovered the remains of five well-preserved ancient Roman ships and their cargoes under the sea off the small Mediterranean island of Ventotene. The cargoes, which are largely intact, contain items such as fish sauce, kitchen tools and glass objects. Archaeologists say the vessels could be up to 2,000 years old. This is the World News from the BBC in London. The American computer giant Microsoft has agreed to offer computer users a choice of internet web browsing software. The move is designed to avert legal action by the European Union for violating its anti-monopoly rules. Microsoft says its new Windows 7 operating system, which goes on sale later this year, will still include its Internet Explorer web browser, but users will be allowed to disable it. The European Union's executive has welcomed the move. The World Health Organization says swine flu has reached 160 countries globally, but is still in its early stages and could infect 2 billion people over the next 2 years. A senior official in the World Health Organization's fight against swine flu, K.G. Fukada, said the pandemic will continue to spread for some time. Swimsuits made from advanced materials that have been credited with helping send world records tumbling are likely to be banned from next year. The sports governing body, FINA, says swimsuits will in future have to be made of textiles, as Alex Capstick reports.
This new ruling from swimming's world governing body, FINA, is the latest twist in a long-running and confusing saga over high-tech bodysuits. More than 130 world records have been set since they were introduced last year. The latest designs are made of plastic, which many athletes and coaches have said aid buoyancy and speed. But from January, they will have to be made of more traditional forms of material, although the exact details have not been made clear. FINA has also said they must only cover part of the body, so they'll be more like the old-style trunks.
A woman in Britain whose winning lottery ticket was cashed in by other people says she's considering suing the lottery company over the missing money. The woman, Dorothy McDonough, should have collected $50,000 in October last year, but by the time she realised she'd dropped the ticket, the prize had been claimed by a couple who were later convicted of fraud. And that's the latest BBC News.